Hello! Welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 128. How are we all doing? Did we enjoy 127? Ah, hello, Jonathan! Hello, Kim! What are you having for dinner?
Come on,
let us know later. What's Madam up to?
I'm playing football.
Madam chunnered her way through our dinner, didn't she? Are you too scared to come in now? Come on! No. She's had treats, she's not bothering.
You know, you said we should get her a little football.
Yes.
You could be right.
What have we done with the big one?
Nothing.
I think she needs a little one.
Nothing.
But just to have.
Found a little one.
Oh. Where did that happen?
It was an England one. In the lad's toy chest.
Oh. And she enjoyed that too?
She did.
She's a real tomboy. So hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Hello, Deb. CQ, CQ. So,
I'm not giving a Jasper until you're there. Because Jasper was special.
Oh, Jasper was very special. Maya's special toy. Jonathan got cut off by Grandma.
Cut off where?
Does Nanny Isaacs not realise MacBytes' time sacrosanct?
No.
It's tantamount to being... Explain it to her this way, Jonathan. It's like a service at synagogue. Nothing must interrupt it. She'll understand then. You're going to catch up tonight. Do you know what we could do? We could have
Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's orders don't have to be amended till like 11 o'clock.
This is Nanny Isaacs. What Nanny Isaacs
she
wants.
She could have texted.
Nanny Isaacs gets...
It already tasted Mummy Isaacs and told her.
Oh, poor Simon. Got to be on best behaviour, have upset Mrs. Simon. Oh, no. And she's short. Never upset the good lady.
I know
Simon.
The feeling, Simon.
I'm not in a bad mood today.
I wasn't talking about today.
Really? He's obviously got it in his craw when he's talking about... Jonathan says she'll give you the number. What we'll do, right, we will go out at 8 o'clock to an instant replay of 127, so you get the full impact, Jonathan. How about that?
And you put your phone on DND.
Oh, yes. The entire flat must be on DND. Oh, dear. Simon accused her of not looking hard enough for the sellotape that was next to her. Simon, that's guaranteed to cause problems. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. When will men learn sarcasm's never the answer?
I'm surprised Mrs. T let him come on air tonight. Come and listen.
Maybe she's locked him in a room somewhere with only his phone for company. We don't know, do we?
Because when I've been bad, I wouldn't do anything that's enjoyable.
Simon's here. Hello, Mrs. Simon. We believe your side of it, whatever it is. Never trust a man. Oh, Simon, naughty boy. Hello. How's it been going? Did you find the sellotape in the end? Never mind. Nay, never mind. Well, those who did hear it, I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, you're going to be subjected to it again at 8 o'clock. We listened to it three times. We had it rattling away last night at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Do you know, it's so much more relaxed listening back to it than it is when I'm editing it or you're doing the careful listen to make sure there's nothing in there that shouldn't be.
Yes.
Oh, it's got automatic filtering. It's hysterical. That happened in Brooklands, didn't it?
Yeah.
What were they putting in? Oh, that's right. Somebody put a request in for What's New Pussycat. The rest is history. But Stuart gave it a good old stress test for us, didn't he?
He did.
Putting in sentences that could be taken either way. It was fantastic. What a night that was. Now, who remembers?
Hi, Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. Oh, oh, eyes dilated. Oh, medical, not good. Close your eyes, lie back, enjoy.
Mike B, there's a blast from the past.
Wow. Yes.
My voice sounded like Mike B.
That's frightening.
It is.
Mm. I think Jonathan's been doing a bit of a MacBytes marathon and is getting confused. It was actually, when we started, about 25 past five in the morning. I was more awake than Mike, but only because I hadn't actually gone to bed.
I was delivering training last week at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. Have you noticed it? The house here is just ludicrous now. There's somebody working no matter what hour of the day or day of the week
what,
it
though,
is.
I mean, I don't know if you thought my voice was kind of gravelly.
Husky.
No, that's the love hour.
Love hour.
That's for Kim. The
you
love
know what we need, don't
hour.
You? What? Somebody to send in a love bite and then they get you.
Jonathan.
There you go, love bite.
His love bite could be Grandma's amended Sainsbury's order.
That's a good title for a show.
Yeah, scribble it down. That could be tonight's title.
Go on, what was that? Granny's amended
Grandma Isaac's amended Sainsbury's order.
Anyway, carry on, you were saying.
When I was creating that course for Pluralsight, and I was recording at 4 a.m. because I was doing it.
You had a full-time job as well.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember it well.
When I listened back, I did sound a bit gravelly. It's obviously the first thing in the morning sound. But, you know, it passed its test.
It got the show out the door. Like Jonathan says, thank you for your dedication. It had to be done, Jonathan. We were heading to 127. And if we'd have let it get past that, then we were going to be in catch-up mode. So it had to be done. And it was. Hello, Paul! Oh, if Paul's only just joined, he needs to know, be apprised of the fact, Simon's in trouble with Mrs. Simon. If there are rude words said, don't worry about it. Simon's in trouble. Oh dear.
I wonder if Simon is in trouble.
Or whether Simon's Mrs. Simon.
Yeah, I thought
split
that.
Personality.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Simon Mrs. Simon or Mrs. Simon Simon? Or have they concocted a scenario between them? I know, we'll go in and pretend we've had a row.
No, I don't think so. Never upset a woman like that. Oh, that's bad. Oh, this eye dilation thing is freaking me out. I can't stand people near my eyes, particularly opticians. Went in once and I hadn't been for years. When I last went, they covered one eye and asked if you could read the bottom line. Whoa.
Printed in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it was more technical now. And they were moving you from, like, there was one that was a board, a black. You went into a darkened room. Yeah, I was freaked out at that point. And then they closed the door and there was a board in front of you and little dots lit up on it. And I'm like, when the hell did this come in? What is this? So I did that one. Staggered out the darkened room. And then there was the one where they dragged you over and sat you down and you kind of put your chin on a rest. And I'm doing it thinking I am not enjoying this one little bit. He's invading my personal space. When he blew on my eyeball, that was the end of that. He didn't do the other one, I can assure you. So I don't think I got to the dilation part. No, not happening. I haven't been back to the optician since, to be honest. Totally freaked me out. I can't be doing with it. They're in my personal space.
Passion fruit martini.
Oh, no, that sounds nice.
I didn't know they still did martini. Anytime, any place, anywhere.
Well, of course they do. It's like Corona beer. It's on offer this week, believe it or not.
How would I know? When did I last look at alcohol?
When you last checked at what was on the Tesco orders and you wondered if you should get some Malbec?
Oh, that was weeks ago.
Oh, dear.
I haven't drunk for 21 days at least.
Oh, he's on the wagon. Oh, Paul,
I haven't had chocolate for 21 days.
Haven't you?
But I've sure come closer in the last couple. Yeah, I have got an emergency bar downstairs.
Have you?
Yeah.
Tell me. Okay, we'll let you off.
It's a dairy milk caramel.
Oh, right. Fair enough. It's really mixed, can't be faffing about. What's that all about?
Ready mixed.
Ah, right, the passion fruit.
Yeah, like concrete, ready mixed.
Yeah, if I was involved, it would be. No, we had something new today, didn't we? This was because I didn't fancy vegetables. Mike fancied a steak with vegetables, but I didn't fancy vegetables. Then he decided he'd have an omelette.
Then it got to quite late and we thought we'd be eating when we said, welcome to Maroon.
Yes, there was a possibility that would happen. But we were at the point with it. And Mike was saying an omelette and I was thinking,
Well, an omelette's quick.
So we compromised and had steak and omelette.
It was all right.
The steak omelette, nothing wrong with it.
No.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
No, not at all.
I just didn't fancy more vegetables. Looking like a vegetable.
The thing is, when you say steak, you know, those mixed grill things that you get, they have like bacon, sausage, eggs.
Exactly.
Steak.
There's nothing wrong with it, like I said.
Do you remember that one at the Pelican?
The huge one?
Yeah.
Oh boy, that was a challenge to it. Oh, the Pelican.
That's no more now.
Yeah, it's no more. Mm. The Pelican's, Jonathan will know the Pelican. On the left as you head into Altrincham, Jonathan. Just opposite the funeral parlour.
Jonathan was going to have an omelette for dinner.
Oh.
But he forgot. So either, Jonathan, what did you have instead? Or have you totally forgot to eat? Because if you've totally forgotten to eat, drinking martini on an empty stomach is not a good idea. You can try that on Friday night because you'll fall asleep.
Oh, yes, Jonathan, definitely. Have that on Friday. He's quite right. Listen to Mike. He knows all about it. Yeah, they did. You used to do the most amazing grills. Was it an all-day grill?
Probably.
It was massive. And what we used to do was, because we also went to that other one, you know, the Sale Hotel, which was the same group. We would go in and it would be about November time. And we would plan for our local trainers group what we were going to do with them for the entire year. And the planning consisted of an A4 piece of paper folded in half lengthways, with the live sessions on one side and the online sessions on another. And what we used to do, because mainly back then it was live meetings, so we had to try and entice them onto online meetings. So we'd do a three-parter, where the first part was a live session at the pub, and the second would be online, and the third would be back live at the pub, so they'd miss the middle one if they didn't go online. Oh, we were devious.
Tail wackling.
Yeah, leave her be while she's quiet.
She's fine.
Needs a face washing, but apart
she's
from that.
She's listening to the show.
So we'd plan it, and then we'd also do like two sessions online and one live. And again, to understand it, you'd have to attend the lot. But you look back at how primitive that planning was. It would have a title which said like Access. And what we'd be thinking was, new version of Office due out, so we'll bung down Access.
It's no more primitive than Marooned planning.
But it was quite advanced compared to Maroon planning. No, but we look back now and think, whoa, that was primitive. But you know what? It worked. We would keep this piece of paper, wouldn't we, all year. Probably being like a plastic wallet by then, covered with all kinds of detritus. And it did. That guided the entire year, and I don't think we ever changed what we did, because you could predict when Office would be out. Oh, those were the
Maroon
days.
Planning went out of the window when we had something we were going to talk about, and everyone wanted to talk about dogs.
That's true. Although I was going to ask, because I did have something tonight.
And it's like, what should we talk about tomorrow? I don't know, because I want to talk about something different.
No, I've got here a link, and the title on this piece from the Manchester Evening News a couple of days ago, I think, was Could Kayaking Become the New Commute? Which obviously took me back to the lady pipes. So I thought I'd share that link for a start, because Jonathan said, what is it with kayaking? Well, going right past your flat, that, isn't it? Just saying. Couldn't make it up, because you know what people are going to need if they're in a kayak? A port-a-loo. Port-a-kayak.
Lady pipe.
I should have bought them in bulk and sold them on the markets in Manchester, clearly. Ah, what joy. What else did we have today? I did think of something, but now I've totally forgotten.
I've been training. Guess what I trained?
Nucleus.
Nucleus.
Oh, joy. Nucleus.
And then Power BI.
My favourite.
Then I try and Power BI.
Smoked salmon. Mmm. Love smoked salmon. Not sure how you get to Leeds. It might take you a while. You probably could. You could definitely get up to us.
Yeah, Manchester Ship Canal. Leeds Manchester Ship Canal.
There must be, mustn't there? Because it must be there from years ago. Yeah, but Jonathan not being experienced in this, well, not that we've heard of. Not that he'd need a lady pipe, so, I mean, it makes it easier for him. yeah.
But yeah, he's a millennial, so the ship canal was pre his time.
Who in the right minds would want to kayak to work? I'm not being funny, but what do you do with the kayak when you get there?
Lock it in the kayak shed, like people lock the bikes in the bike shed.
Just a point, have AstraZeneca got a bike shed?
Yes.
Have they got a kayak shed? There you go. The answer to that's no, he just doesn't want to say so.
Oh. I was going to say, is there any water nearby? But there is. There's a Middlewood Canal.
I was going to say, there must be a canal up there.
Is Eggs Royale?
That's like, do you have it for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like that, doesn't it? Smoked salmon. Yeah, it's like an egg. With smoked salmon, usually on a bit of a bun, I think. Isn't it known as Eggs Benedict?
It could be.
You may know it as Eggs Benedict.
There you go, Jonathan's posted a link.
He said, we'll be getting one, do you know? I can actually see that happening. Because what did they do today, Mike? This is a day we hoped would never come. What did they do today with a 10-minute video?
Oh, they released a video all about what's going to happen when we go back to work.
Didn't have a year on it. Not happening. You do realise if they do insist you go back and anything happens, I will sue the backside off them.
Yes.
Mm. So it's far safer if you just stay here with me.
Yes.
And Lola. Look at her face. She is not going to be happy if you suddenly disappear all day every day.
No.
No?
No.
We'd have to send AZ the therapy bill.
Yes.
Look at her face.
Look at the tail.
The tail wagging.
The tail's wagging.
The tail's wagging, but she sat down next to the Amazon boxes.
Eggs Royale, there we go. With a bit of spinach, a bit of mayo, a bit of smoked salmon. And that looks like a toasted bagel underneath.
It does look nice, doesn't it? It does look very nice.
It's a muffin, an English muffin.
Oh, it's the Sainsbury's recipe as well.
Yeah.
So doubtless Nanny Isaacs will have tried it. Do you know, I don't think I've actually ever had that out. Probably
no,
because
haven't.
I don't have eggs that are kind of runny. Not since the salmonella incident, anyway. That does look really nice, though, doesn't it? And that the thing's toasted, the bagel-y bit.
I have ready-made hollandaise sauce after the workout. So the last thing I want to faff around with making is that.
Is hollandaise the really spicy one?
I don't know.
Which am I thinking of? Oh, horseradish.
Oh, yeah, horseradish.
Horseradish. You know, like gas, but the gas doesn't have a smell.
Yeah.
So they actually add something so you can smell it when there's a leak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Pretty much the same, I would say. Oh, dear. Need a drink now. Horseradish sauce should have a colour added to it. Something like blue. So you don't ever eat it thinking it's mayonnaise. Because I once made a mistake as you did. Luckily, mine wasn't as drastic as yours. Didn't you smother it in it?
Yeah.
I put a tiny bit on the side. But I actually thought it was mayonnaise. And when I tasted it, I couldn't get enough water down myself. Does anybody actually eat
that? It's like when I was a student.
More horse than radish, I'll tell you.
When I was a student and I had a kebab, as you do, Donna. After the pub. And, well, you didn't, obviously.
Reading.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to get a kebab meat on your book, would you?
No. I did spill champagne on it once. That was your fault.
Was it?
It was an Equity and Trust textbook, and you'd bought some champagne back. And we had champagne this night, and I ended up spilling it on my textbook.
Oh, I've forgotten the thread of the story. Oh, yes. Hello. What are you after now?
She probably wants the fan turned on, but we can't do that, babe. Too much noise. I'll put the little one on.
Oh, yeah, anyway, I was in this kebab place, and he said, do you want chilli sauce? And I thought it was tomato sauce.
Oh, can you imagine the medical bills after all our outings? This is why we're not going anywhere. Oh dear, oh dear. Ah, it's a treat after a workout, so it's only a treat. I used to have smoked cheese, not smoked cheese, smoked salmon and cheese bagels.
Cream cheese,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a treat.
Yeah.
That was a treat. Oh. Although with that, you know, normally if I was having that, I'd probably butter the thing, but I didn't. Just use cream cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. Simon, it loves horseradish. Oh, wow. How can you possibly consume it? No, it, just getting it on a spoon within 6 inches burns my skin. No, absolutely, definitely not. Oh, do you know what that got me thinking of? The place where I actually had that. It was the Micker Brook. The Micker Brook is like part of a chain, isn't it? And they do like...
if they've reopened.
Probably, because that's quite big. They could probably get away with it. They do a carvery. But the thing with this carvery is you can also... Normally a carvery focuses on, like, the main course. But this carvery, you can get a dessert with it. And what they actually do is give you the bowl and a spoon. And you then head off to this fantastic ice cream making machine. So the ice cream that comes out of it is, in the UK, there's a brand called Mr. Whippy. Yeah, that could be taken more than one way. Anyway, Mr. Whippy, it's really, really soft, beautiful ice cream. You usually put it in a cone. But this thing has it, I think there's a plain one, but there's also one with chocolate sauce on the edges. So as it comes out of the machine, the edges are like a brown chocolate colour. And the other one is like raspberry. And the thing is, obviously, you go serve yourself so you can overfill the bowl. Yeah, considerably, Lola. Considerably overfill the bowl. But it, you can even go back for seconds. So I remember one time, and I think, wasn't there jelly with it?
Yeah.
You could put jelly at the bottom of this. So not only had I managed to consume an entire carvery, again, you can go back for as much vegetables and chips and stuff as you want, which I don't do because I don't eat chips. But you could go back for... So to say I overindulged a bit was an understatement. I actually went back for two desserts. But these desserts are like the size of an industrial bucket. Oh, boy, was I ill. And I knew as I was eating the last bits, I'm thinking, you should really leave this. And I thought, no, I've put it in the bowl, I'm going to finish it. The only other time I've ever been as sick as that through overconsumption was the number one in town. There was a Chinese called Number One. I can hear you pre-grumbling. Knock it off. It was behind the Palace Theatre. Oh, the food was gorgeous. And what we used to do...
See you, Johnny.
Good night, Jonathan. They used to... You could have your starters. You could have your mains. That you could eat whatever you wanted. It was absolutely fabulous. And I did overindulge more than slightly. We get outside. I said to Mike, there's no way I can climb the stairs to the car. I'll be sick. So we had to go to the car park and get the car out. And I spent the entire journey home just like purple. But what we did was, I'd always took a little plastic bag with me. And I would put some stuff on my plate. And Maya just adored the, what was it? Something pork. What's the name of it?
I can't remember.
I've got honey roasting.
It wasn't chow mein, was it?
No. No. It was like a reddish colour. That made the pink pork much deeper colour, so it looked more like beef. And I had some on my plate one day, and I just couldn't finish it. So I wrapped it in the napkin and took it home for Maya. Well, he enjoyed it so much every time we went. Char siu pork, that was it. I had to do the same. So I ended up at this stage actually taking a little plastic bag with me. He couldn't get us out of the house fast enough on a Saturday, could he? Right, off you go. Go to the Chinese and bring me back some treats. He absolutely loved that pork. Couldn't overdo pork with a dog. He gets an upset tummy. But he had enough to know that he really, really enjoyed it. But I should not have. I should have put more in Maya's bag that day than I consumed. Let's put it like that. And then one day we went back to this place, and they just—it just wasn't there. They closed it down. Yes, that's what I said, Lola. Just completely vanished, and we had no idea where it went. It overnight, it just disappeared. But there is another one, isn't there?
Buffet City.
Yeah.
We went to.
It's like a huge square of shops. And if you walk round, I'm talking like half a mile in each direction. There's one on the other side, and I think we put some pictures up from that.
Yeah.
We went last September. It was fantastic. Obviously, not been back since, sadly. But never mind. That was great. Loved that. Absolutely loved that. There was a thing from Apple today as well. You know, getting back to tech, what we're actually supposed to be talking about. They said they're going to be carbon neutral by 2030. Mike's completely underwhelmed by that, aren't you?
Yeah.
No? Don't get me going on it. I just think what would make a much bigger difference to whatever they're doing, and it would be easy for them to do, they just won't do it, bottom line. Is making it easier to repair the kit or upgrade the kit. You really are. Do you want to be the third host? Is that your problem? Or are you just grumbly? What have I got in here? Right, there's the treat box. What do you want? I was going to give you some of those sausages, wasn't I? But I think we ran out. There's the tripe steaks. They'd be good with hollandaise sauce, wouldn't they?
Tripe steaks.
Hang on. Sausages. Daddy will get some more of these this weekend, won't you?
Will I?
Because these are Tesco sausages. These are the huge sausages. They're about 6 inches long. You can hear the bag open. I hope Kiva's not listening. Because if she could smell them, oh my. Right. So there's 4 of these sausages in a bag. But you're not having 4, you'll be as sick as a chip. Right, so there's 2 of the sausages. Right, once you've had these, you're going to settle, aren't you? I will give the sausage to Daddy. And what will Daddy do?
Going to sit.
Is he going to let her have this sausage in one? It's huge. Yeah, about 6 inches. Oh, no, you see, she's enjoying that now. I know, it absolutely yums. It is, let me have a look, beef and game. Have I tried to do a live show in the middle of complete chaos? I've got the dog barking, the police going past outside.
iPad Pros are in short supply.
Oh, I wonder. They'll have dedicated landfills. Yeah, that's the problem. Right, you see? There we go. Tripe stick for Lola. And I'll give the rest to Daddy. Handily, they've got little lines on them where they break. So you finish that off. I've got like a 2009 MacBook Pro, my father's. And, you know, if I could upgrade that, then I would. That one's not bad. I've changed the hard drive 3 times. And 11 years on, it's still
last
going.
One.
But something like my last 2012 one. MacBook Air... can't do anything
last
with it.
Last one. Last one. There we go.
So the rioters hit Amazon. Yeah. An Amazon to go store. Are they the ones where...
No, you're not having
there's no
anymore.
People. You go in and you kind of shop for yourself. Ah, but you see, she knows I've got the other sausage.
Yes, you can count.
You can, can't you?
Kim loves Lola's bark.
I'm trying to make sure you don't hear it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do now? She's got it out of my reach, Daddy. Ah! You're going to sit and behave for it? She's now onto the last sausage. So she's probably going to start barking again. Oh, do you know what would be really cool? If Kiva started barking back. A global conversation for them, bless them.
I could squeak chicken. That will get Kiva going.
No, you mustn't deliberately get Kiva going. You need to go and settle. If you eat any more, you'll burst.
Yes.
Go and settle.
Come on. Let's go.
Only if you give me chicken. I'll move for chicken.
Right, you can have chicken.
She's staying in here with me. No, she's still thinking of her stomach.
Come on.
No, I'm staying with Mummy. Mummy's my favourite because she's got an entire box full of treats and I can smell sausages on the table. I didn't wrap the sausages up. Because if I wrap the sausages up, she hears them and thinks I'm opening them, not wrapping them up. Right, while her back's turned, I will lock the sausages up. She's very giddy today. And it's not even hormonal time. So I don't know what's wrong with her. Incredibly giddy. It was their grocery store. Oh, we don't have grocery stores. There were some stores I heard about and they're like, they're not manned. So it's a little bit like you push a barrier to get into the store, a bit like when you go into a football match. So it kind of clicks around so it knows that one person's gone in. And you pick up what you want and scan it with your phone. And then it automatically pays with a credit card. But there's actually no staff, which seems really weird and wide open to abuse by me, in my mind. But it seems to work. I know over here we've got some at airports that work like that. The other thing we've had, I think I mentioned, was, I don't know what it's called. Is it Amazon Treasure? Wrapping a sausage up while her back's turned as well. Right, all of the food is locked up, so hopefully she won't be sniffing it and going crazy. I think it's a Treasure truck. And it's basically a massive truck that goes round and it stops at like a major city. And you've got like 3 hours to pitch up and get stuff that's really, really cheap. But no, we don't have any Amazon grocery stores at all. Grocery market over here is probably sewn up with Tesco's, Sainsbury's, Asda and Morrison's. And possibly, who's the expensive one? Waitrose. I don't bother with Waitrose. Everything. I mean, it's the same stuff. It's not Waitrose's own product. Something ludicrous like, you know, a bag of sugar, Tate and Lyle. And it'll be like 60 pence in one shop and you go into Waitrose and it's £4.90. It's the same thing. So I don't bother with Waitrose. But they have pretty much got it sewn up. There are smaller supermarkets. So we have the Co-op, which that's got a lovely history. Do you know the history of the cooperative movement? So we've got one of those around the corner. Tesco's have gone into what they're mini Tesco's. So they're like they're Tesco Express and sometimes they have a petrol station with them. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Who else have we got that do small ones?
She's lying in the bed.
I'm not surprised with all she's eaten. Nisa. We have Nisa. That was the one a while back, if you remember. It's about 3/4 of a mile away. And it got ram raided and they stole the ATM machine. You remember that?
Oh, you're back.
Oh, sure. She's just obsessed with eating at the moment. You'd swear she was eating for two. But as far as we know, she's not. It must be thought transference. Oh, Kim belongs to a food co-op. Excellent. Amazon bought up Whole Food. I know Tesco's tried to get into the States right. And got sent back.
Should we go and play football?
With their tail between their legs.
Come on.
But no, we don't have that. The cooperative is derived from the original cooperative, which was the Rochdale Pioneers. And Rochdale's not far from us. And it was, as I'm guessing yours is, where it started off with non-profit. They still do a lot of good work, but unfortunately the food is probably more expensive than it would be in other supermarkets. So if you're desperate for something, because it's so close, it's probably about less than 1/4 mile away, you do pop in and buy things from it, but not much. Having said that, we were coming back from somewhere and this place, our co-op, the reason that we would be inside it is that they've got an Amazon locker. The Amazon locker's called Daisy. And even when I was at home all day, I'm thinking like, oh, I can't have that delivered tomorrow because I'm recording videos all day. And I thought, oh, hang on, I could have it delivered to the locker and Mike could pick it up on his way home because you don't need to be, it's not fingerprints or anything, you just need the number. So I would send him the number to get the locker open and he would then just bring it in with him. So that's why we were there. So one particular night we were coming back from somewhere about 9:30 and we pulled up outside the place and I wasn't taking that much notice. Mike went in and was buying whatever he was buying. And then I realised as I looked at it, it said Apple Pay taken. Well, that was me sorted out. I was in there. I'd not tried it. I just wanted to try it. So no matter how expensive something was, I was in there trying my watch. I'm lethal. I know, I really shouldn't, but I couldn't help it. It was new. And Mike's twice as bad. Once he got his watch, oh, he was twice as bad at least. They have some items you can't get anywhere else. Our co-op have their own brand, and it tends to be... it's always in like a green wrapper, and it's got a logo on it that says like, what's the term they use? Equitable trade or something. So the idea is that it's responsibly sourced and that people are paid a living wage for it. So that bit's nice. But it's not really a huge store. So, and I don't know how they actually managed to stay open, because literally 50 yards away, there's a petrol station, and that was bought by Tesco, and they built a smallish Tesco on it. So I would say the Tesco is similar size to the branch of the cooperative, and everything is fractionally cheaper. So I don't really know how Tesco's how the co-op managed to stay open. Oh, and if you want gluten free, it's the place to go. No, neither of ours around the corner have beyond one gluten-free item. You couldn't even get a gluten-free loaf. The other thing with British supermarkets where they want locking up and flogging is they sell the gluten-free loaves next to the loaves. Well, considering that I'm that allergic, I can't walk up the aisle. How am I supposed to get the gluten-free loaf? And why are you selling it next to the gluten loaves? I don't understand. But no, I think all you'd get round there is probably a packet of biscuits. And that's about it. Gluten-free biscuits. And gluten-free biscuits are absolutely beautiful. They just replace the gluten with sugar. So literally, for a tiny, tiny biscuit, there used to be 10 in the packet, but they've seemed to have gone down to either 7 or 8. But when there were 10 in the packet, you know, they were so small, two of you could definitely get through a packet with a cup of tea. But there was 100 calories each in these tiny biscuits. So in this packet that you're looking at of 10 biscuits, there was 1,000 calories, which is pretty much your daily limit. So you're supposed to limit yourself to one. But you look at the size of it and you think, do you know what? It's definitely not worth 100 calories. But it's just so sweet. It's just full of sugar. Mm. That's why it's so expensive. And so calorie ridden. How is she now? Back again.
Play football. Had a whittle. And drunk half a bowl of water.
Oh, she might have wanted a drink. She just seems to want somebody with her at the moment. Doesn't she?
She's come upstairs, but she's probably flopped.
She may have flopped on the landing. But if we disturb her too much, she does no more than moves into the bedroom. Headbutts the door open and moves into the bedroom for some peace from us. Do you know, I let her be in the conservatory, but that wasn't a good idea last time, was it? What was it she ate? Well, nibbled.
A Christmas treat.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It was one of hers.
It was one of hers, but she hadn't actually officially been handed it.
And it was still in its plastic wrapping.
And it was still in the plastic wrapping, but she found it and decided that she would appropriate it. So we've had to stop doing that. We did...
She can go in the conservatory.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't we block it off with a couple of chairs?
Yeah,
so she
doesn't seem interested.
It's too warm.
Yeah.
It is too warm in there. It's got lots of glass, proper roof on it. But lots of glass, so it does, and it's south-facing, so unfortunately, bit hot for her. Kim's got a fantastic place to go for gluten-free.
I've just seen it.
Yeah, I'm saying around the corner, you're lucky you can get a packet of biscuits, and if you can, you'd have diabetes in 2 seconds flat. Oh, so sad.
I remember you took a picture and sent it to us, Kim, of Kiva taking over your guest bedroom.
Yeah, she's on the bed, wasn't she? All spread out.
That was early on.
Ah, now you see, we don't have a guest bedroom. In fact, if anybody wanted to stay over, we would be pretty knackered. We just have computer rooms all over the place. We have we have an office, we have a second office, we have a studio. We haven't got room to actually... So you're more than welcome to stay, as long as you can hang from the rafters like a bat. You'd be fine.
Mm.
Other than that, there's not much room. Extension's big enough.
True.
If you were 4'3" and could get on the sofa.
No, I got on the sofa the other day.
You couldn't spend a night on it. Not without your legs hanging off the end.
No, me and Lola snuggled on the sofa.
Oh, you can snuggle all right. Yeah. Maybe you could turn the chair round and do it that way.
Yeah.
See, I'd have gone for a bigger one. But we were actually donated this. It was a beautiful leather sofa. And the lady in question was moving and couldn't take it with her. So the family were like, you've got to have this, because they knew we were mid-sofa. We were mid-furniture, actually, yeah. Weren't we? We were totally mid-furniture. The place was empty. It looked fabulous, but it was empty. We had two chairs and a table in there. We've since got more chairs than we would ever sit on. And now no one's visiting. These chairs are, like, pretty superfluous. But there's a table, and now there's a chair and a little sofa, which basically is Lola's.
There's a dining table.
And a dining table. And we've got two spare tables as well. Because if I'm doing, like, a photo shoot for a course where I'm doing my own images, then I'll set up one of these tables. We actually have an iMac, which is basically like a cardboard one, isn't it?
Mm.
It's Mike's 21-inch iMac, which he doesn't use. So I cleaned it so it looked brand new. And luckily, the size of it doesn't matter. You don't notice looking at it in the photos. It's a 21-inch, not a 27. So I'm going to be okay with this iMac as a prop for my photos until they change the design. So I guess I should take some more pictures before they do.
So do I take it, Anthony, your spare bedroom is a server room?
You stay if you don't mind the sound of fans and blinking lights. Nothing wrong with that. That's every room in this house. Seriously, do you know what's funny at night? If you leave the studio door open and I'm heading along the landing, it's pitch black and all you can see are the little lights on the switch flashing underneath. Every room is like that. Absolutely, nothing wrong with that. What I did notice the other day, I don't know why I was looking, but I noticed, when we had our internet upgraded, that was the 17th, wasn't it, of March.
Yeah.
We weren't even in lockdown, remember those days? But I did have a mask on when he arrived, and I opened the door and said, wait there while I back off. I wasn't taking any chances. But he came and he installed a new equipment, a new box. So instead of being like quite skinny, because they would fall over quite a lot, those old ones, this one's more chunky and it's tall and it's got a kind of white light running around it. Bet you didn't know, Mike, you can actually change the intensity of that light.
No.
No, in the back end. I'm like, what's that? And I went to look at it, and it was like you can have it really, really bright and moving quite fast. You can have it a lot lighter. I thought, just leave it in the middle, leave it be. But the other one, the blue one, was quite intense, wasn't it? This white one's a little bit more subtle. But looking at this thing, it actually looks like it's missing some flowers. It does look like a flower vase, doesn't it?
Yeah.
From the side. But don't try sticking flowers in it, although it might improve the Wi-Fi. No, don't do that. Ooh, it's the office, but it's got the DVR of the CCTV plus the NAS. Exactly. It's the perfect room, is what you're saying. A tech person's dream. I had our CCTV on earlier. I'd got the message from Amazon that the parcel was coming, and sometimes the deliveries are a little bit on the challenge side, by which I mean they don't seem to understand the big sign on the door that says, Amazon Royal Mail, please open porch and leave parcel inside. In other words, don't ring the bell. Every time she rings the bell. So I thought, right, it's on its way. So I got the CCTV monitor up and it sat here in front of me on an iPad. And I said, she's here, she's here. And fair enough, she toddles up the path with the packages. She presses the bell. Nothing rings in the house because we've disconnected it. And then she leaves it in the porch. So we've actually managed to train this one, but it's taken a while. But it is funny to just watch on the outside and you'll hear a noise and you can just get up the CCTV and have a look outside without it looking like... Many years ago, do you remember Dad going down to the bottom of the gate and Mum went mad with him?
Yeah.
There was this almighty noise outside. It was definitely a crash of some description. And my dad just got up from the dinner table in the middle of a meal. Simon, don't do this. You'll upset Mrs. Simon. Got up in the middle of a meal and went outside to see what was going on. He stood at the back gate, gawking over it. And it was an accident. Somebody had gone into something. Mum was so incensed, she locked the door, wouldn't let him back in for a couple of hours. By which time, his dinner was in the dog. I would say it did teach him, but to be honest, you know what Dad was like, don't you? If there was the slightest noise, he would have been out there. So to think he could have CCTV and monitor everything, oh my, he'd have been giddy. Absolutely giddy. Ours are NetView webcams. So not the full outdoor CCTV stuff. Ooh, two 4K IP cameras. When you see CCTV footage, what's it like? It's that blurry, you can't see it. 4K must be amazing. I think ours are 1080p. But they're not at all bad when you look at them. What I do find with them is you can wind them back and record video off them if you want to. But every now and then, like, one of them will suddenly decide to disconnect. At the moment, I've got all three downstairs disconnected, which would say to me something's happened with the router and it needs a new IP address or something. But they are very, very good. We use one as Lola Cam. When we're at church, oh, those were the days, when we used to be at church. And we put it on, started off with it on an Android tablet, a Nexus 7. And it was Olicam back then, wasn't it? And we propped it up in the pew, and that was the end of that. Four rows behind were just leaning over so they could see the dog. Not listening to a blind word the priest was saying. Oh, you wonder why our names are mud with the priest. But we enjoyed it. And now it's Lola Cam, so we can keep an eye on Lola. Oh, looks really good. We have just standard HD cameras at work. You can tell the quality difference. Do you know, I really noticed the difference. These have two modes. You can have it at 720 or 1080. Or are these 7? No, I think it is 1080. And it doesn't look bad, you know, at 720 until you turn the 1080 on. So I can only imagine the difference with 4K. That would be probably perfect. I tell you what does worry me. Because you can see these cameras, they're not outside. Two of them are on the window ledge, but they've got a blue light on. So if it was at night, you can see the blue light. And I kind of use it as a deterrent because they don't know whether the video that's being recorded as they head over, even to like cover them up, is being sent to the cloud somewhere, which it is. So even if they break the cameras, you know, take the cards out of them or whatever, it's in the cloud anyway. So I think of it as a deterrent. But obviously, if there was an incident outside at some point that we don't see that, so overnight, you know, when somebody hits the bollards?
Yeah.
Again, bollard gate. They've done quite well, Touchwood. You could wind back and you could see it. And I always think one day the police are going to knock on the door because they can see the cameras. So here's hoping nothing happens outside. Because, you know, if you had to hand over the card, you would be it's recording all the time. So it records every word we say. That's dangerous, isn't it?
I'm saying nothing.
I'll keep you quiet. Oh, well, never mind. It's still there. It's there mainly as a deterrent or for convenience. So if I have got a delivery, you know, like a new Apple toy, I would have every camera in the house trained on it.
Well, to make sure Saturday it didn't night when Tesco come.
Yeah. We seem to have a delivery every week now, don't we? You can get a delivery pretty much every Saturday night now, and that's what we do. So knowing that they're early a lot, Mike would have to get past me to look out of the window. And at the moment, that's easier said than done, because there's a huge industrial fan sat behind me. So it says, is that the Tesco man? Is that the Amazon man or Asda man? So I've taken to putting the camera on when we start the show on a Saturday. And then I can just say they've rolled up. So hence last week, me watching it and relaying it live to by request. Which was when he didn't empty it. He left Mike to empty it. And then he's coming across and taking stuff. Did you miss the video of Mike dancing with the Tesco man? No, I'm going to put it in after hours on Friday. I might speed it up a little bit. Because I think with all this playing around, I think it took about 18 minutes for a delivery. So we're definitely not going to watch it for 18 minutes. But I will get some pertinent bits and speed it up. Like Benny Hill. A Benny Hill video is what's needed. I would put the music to it, but YouTube would probably get giddy. So I probably shouldn't do that. But yes, I will show you him wheeling it up and Mike taking it in and then him coming over. It was like the Tesco delivery two-step. is what we're calling it. It was great fun, put it like that. So no, you didn't miss it. I did put a picture, I think. I think I put it in the WhatsApp group on Saturday. But no, the video I've still got. I would have processed that, actually, on Saturday night. But if you could see what's going on here on a Saturday night, because I would say 90% of the music comes from the system that we use, but we get requests in for stuff that, you know, you just do not have. So you're then looking around for it, and sometimes you've got to take it off a video, you've got to process it into the system. And all of this is happening while you're playing the current track. Mike's keeping the spreadsheet system up to date. I'm tracking what's going on in the spreadsheet system. So actually, it's 5 hours. You probably think we're sat here peeling grapes while the music's playing, but we're not. We're not. It's a full-on 5 hours of work, that. So I didn't have time to sort the video out. I did record it, though. It's on a loop. It's on a 32-gig loop. So however many hours 32-gig can hold, that's what you get. So you can wind it back, you know, to yesterday, which I did actually do once. If you remember the milk crate gate, where they were left right outside our garden gate, and we had to drag them into the garden, get them out of the way. I was trying to see and get a clip from when they were taken. But the camera that was on the garden doesn't do great if it's black. So if it's pitch black outside, doesn't do that well. And it was. And I could see them there as the sun went down. But when the sun came up, they'd gone. So, I'd forgotten the chat. Yes, I've got the chat to sort out as well. We were in two chats to deal with. And I'm getting DMs. There was about four or five last week during the show where somebody wants a song and they want it dedicating to somebody. They don't obviously want to put it in the main chat because then the person would see it. So sometimes it's for birthdays, sometimes it's just for whatever reason. And then, of course, this happens quite a lot, usually later on. But you know the story that Kath had about rehoming the bird? Mike had to write that up for the news, didn't you, without actually giving it all away. He had to be very carefully worded. But we were just laughing like drains here. And it was like, no, I've got to go in 10 seconds. No, stop it. Right. Oh, right, we're back. Oh, it's so funny. Sometimes I just can't help it. And Stuart always has a response to something that sets me off. He really does. But it's so funny. So, yes, there's the chat as well. I'd totally forgotten about that. And the DMs. Oh, and once, I think two people sent me an email. Step too far. Sharp jumped. I can't possibly cope with email as well. So if you do send an email in the show, it needs to go to Mike as well. Because otherwise I'm not going to find it until it's probably too late. I try and keep an eye on email, but if I had less email coming in, I'd probably do it. But in fact, I'm actually looking at my email and thinking, you know, how is all of this in my inbox? It's as bad as that. But after yesterday, we've got work to do, haven't we, Mike? The MacBite system needs honing a little. So I've got to do that this week. And, of course, the Dev and Think thing. Got some fantastic ideas for build with me's. I do like build with me's because they're real. You have to make sure. It's not just like, well, there's this concept and you might find a use for it. You actually have to think about the concepts that you've discussed and how they would actually apply in the real world. Which was when this first brilliant thing came to me for a build with me, which would be something that I wouldn't just be building and like, OK, so that was an exercise. It's something that I would be building because the app that I already have to do this job is on the way out. I know it is. It's just not been updated since forever. And I've already thought, people are asking me about it and saying, like, what can I use to do this job? And I'm thinking, I can't really recommend what I've got because I know it's not been updated in so long. Let's have a look when it was last updated. Because once we get onto Biggles, that'll be the end of it. No, it's not. No, it's no. I think I've put an extra something in it. That's not good. That's it. There's no S in it. Come on, woman. No S in it. Oh, I also found some stuff that's on sale this week. Why is it not finding it? Don't tell me it's actually gone out of the store now. That's not good. Oh, dear. Let me try the other one that used to be there. Is the search down for you in the App Store, Mike? Yeah, even Pixelmator that I know is there is not there. We need to find a bird song for Kath next week. Well, Mike did suggest Free Bird, but we know how popular that one is.
Search is fine.
Well, it's not working for me.
I've just searched for bird.
What, in the App Store?
Angry Birds.
Oh, let's try again. God's sake, Apple.
It's you.
That'd be right. It must be there, because it came... Right, now it's working. Just needed to kick up its interface. Has that been updated and it's not told me? 10 months ago. 10 months ago it was updated. And it's a great app, but it's one of those apps that I can't quite trust it. What on earth is this? Oh, that's not been updated in 2 years, so never mind about that. So I'm thinking a build with me is a good idea. So if you've got any ideas of what you would be building with it, then maybe I could do a build with me with it. That's a good idea. What app am I looking for? It's the one people always ask about, Paul, which is asset management. Now, Devon Think, not the place to put your photos. Absolutely, categorically not the place to put your photos. But for something that I wanted to do, I use an app called Pixave. Pixave. I don't think it's that expensive. That's the app. Probably more expensive than I would like to think it was. Let's have a look. I bought it years ago. But if it gets one update a year, it's £15. If it gets one update a year, it's doing really, really well. And that app replaced another one called Pixar. And Pixar was made by Shiny Frog. And Shiny Frog make Bear. So Pixar, Shiny Frog. That one, I think, did die a sad death. There it is, Pixar app. Yep, that got retired. Let's have a look. No, it doesn't even say when that happened, but Pixar, I would say, edged it over Pixave. And Pixave and Pixar are not from the same place. So Shiny Frog actually retired Pixar. They also retired Delibar, but that's a whole different story. There is a longer version of what happened with it, but basically they moved all of their production over to Bear, which they knew was going to be a certain amount of functionality free with it, but also a subscription model which would ensure their future. So they retired these apps. That left you with only Pixave. And it just isn't updated often enough, and you always feel like it might not be there tomorrow. So what I tried was Apple Photos, and it was doing really well. Really well. And then I came up with this one problem, and I thought that ruins it. It isn't going to work for me. So that left me back with Pixave, which I know I'm not using to the extent that I could and should be using it, because in my mind, I'm at the stage where I know it's not going to be around at a certain point. It's not the kind of job that you would use Lightroom for, and there really aren't many options. So that's what I'm trying to replicate. Is Devon Think to Go worth buying? It is if you want access to materials from your Devon Think databases on the road, or maybe you want to add a little bit of information to your Devon Think databases on the road. But don't buy it if you're thinking it's going to be Devon Think on an iPad, because it's not. I don't know why they've never developed it more fully to the point that it could be comparable, but they haven't. It's very much a satellite app, the synchronization of which is a black art. So if you haven't already got it and it's not desperate, Anthony, what I would say is wait until week 5 when I show it and see what you think. It is very much a different app. And not only are you paying for the app, which I think you still are, aren't you? Tell me, Devon Think to Go is not free. Devon think to go. Let's have a look. On the App Store. Yeah, go on. Go and find it. Yeah, it's $14.99 to buy it. And that would give you viewing capabilities to view your content up there. But if you look down the bottom, it also says there is an in-app purchase. And there is. And that gives you access to what they're calling the Pro Package. And the Pro Package, I think, had about three features. Key one of which was the ability to selectively synchronize. So not selectively synchronize in terms of which database you synchronize, but actually down to the granular level of the individual items that you synchronize. And you had to pay extra for that. So when it came out, I must admit, I thought this is a bit basic, isn't it? And I really hoped that it was like their first attempt and it would develop over the years. The other day I was researching, obviously, for DevonThink, and I found the original receipt for when I bought DevonThink to go. I couldn't believe it. So I said to Mike, what year do you think DevonThink to go came out? So he had a think and he said, I reckon 2015. And I said, that's exactly when I picked. I knew it had been there a while because this is DevonThink to go 2. So I thought, certainly no earlier than 2015. I couldn't believe the date on this receipt. It was 2010. It came out the same year as the iPad. So in 10 years, they've not actually done much with it, have they, Paul? If it was a disappointment in 2010, can you imagine how you feel now? It does a job, and it's never particularly let me down to the state of like binning it because it doesn't work. It does. But I think you'd have to be a very, very, very dedicated DevonThink user to think that it was critical. So depends how you're accessing your stuff. But don't expect feature parity at all, ever. And if you're thinking it's $14.99, be aware that there is also this in-app purchase thing that is really the only way to get the granular level of sync, which could make a huge difference depending on the number of items you've got in your database. You could see them all. If you get this Pro Package, you would be able to see all your content, but set the default to not download it and then choose what to download. So it's a bit like files on demand. And I think that really should be rolled into it. I think I can see what they're doing. They wanted to have an in-app purchase, so there's a continuing fee involved. Because when they went from version 1 to version 2, there was no upgrade price. They just upgraded you to version 2. Probably because version 1 was so feature light, but will they ever get to a parity? I don't think they're even aiming for it. I really don't. After 10 years, I think they think it's okay. And it is, it's adequate, but it's not brilliant. Let's leave it at that. It's not brilliant. $14.99. I mean, it's not expensive, is it, for an app, basically, if it was a pro app. But to me, it's more of just a viewer that occasionally you can interact with. Put it like this, I could probably live without it. Now, that would depend on what was in my DevonThink databases and did I need access to them on the road. If I was researching heavily for a particular project, or I'd built these build with me's that I'm going to build, maybe I would then say no, I would choose to have it. But I wouldn't consider it £15. I would consider it 23 with the add-in purchase. And at 23, you might want to consider whether you need it or not. But wait until we see week 5. And because the other thing you would need to consider is, even if this is worth it to you, you have to think about how you're going to get it to synchronize, because there's no concept of a Devon cloud. It's just you're going to have to create the synchronization system yourself, which gives you the flexibility of choosing which cloud service you use, which is great, but also gives you the downside that it's up to you and you've got to make it work. I had huge problems with passwords and stuff, to the point in the end I thought, why are you putting a password on it? There's only you using it, you know, and if anybody else sees this stuff, are you bothered? No. So then I just decided not to bother, and then it did actually start working. But it's a bit finickety, let's call it that. Anyway, it is now 5 past, and I promised Jonathan that we would have a replay of 127. What is going on out there, Mike? Oh, what's this one? What's this one? Ambulance! Ambulance this time. Heading off to the local hospital, which is about 3 miles away. Coming the other way, have you noticed? Most of them go the other way. Huh? Yeah. That one was going that way. Never mind. Right, so we are going to say goodnight to you. We will be back tomorrow. And coming up right after this show is a replay of MacBites 127. So if you've not heard it yet, you've got no excuse to bombard you with it again. But we will be back with you tomorrow. Did you notice today, Tuesday? No iMac. My money is on next Tuesday, Paul. Because it's the same week as the earnings call and they've done that before. If I say that and it comes out tomorrow, awesome. But we'll see how that goes. There's still rumours, but still no sign of anything. Bless a spotted iMac. Tomorrow could be the day, but my money's on next Tuesday. But we'll be back with you tomorrow, no matter what. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both
see you next time.
Oh, Paul wants a new iPad Pro. Maybe, Paul. Stay safe, guys.